This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Overnight, another 3,500 people or so crossed from Hungary into Austria. In neighboring Germany, meanwhile, Chancellor Angela Merkel's government has been trying to encourage people to help integrate the tens of thousands of new arrivals there and to accept the costs of those resettlements. That is far from a universal sentiment, though, the BBC's Jenny Hill reports.
In a high-ceilinged classroom in West Berlin, a German lesson is underway. These are Flüchtlingskinder, refugee children.
Ich heiße du bitte.
Simav.
Simav is seven. She's from Syria. I've made friends with some Germans, she tells us, and I've made friends with Syrians as well.
Deutsch, mein Freund ein bisschen.
Liebevolle Zuwendung und Verlässlichkeit.
Alfred Peters is the head teacher here. There are 50 new arrivals, as he calls them, in the school. He expects more. Already he's hired new teachers. For now, the city of Berlin is footing the bill.
Wir haben die Erfahrung schon nach dem Zweiten Weltkrieg machen können.
After World War II, we had 14 million refugees coming to Germany. So I think we can handle these new arrivals. As long as the public mood doesn't turn. We need European support. If other countries make an effort too, we can manage.
It's an opinion shared by many Germans. Herbert Hitter is one of Angela Merkel's conservative politicians. I ask him whether David Cameron's recent pledge to take in 20,000 refugees is enough.
I would say no, compared to the population of Germany and compared to the situation of our national wealth, Britain certainly should take more.
There's a warning too for Britain, which wants to renegotiate its relationship with the EU.
I think it's an important signal to take this responsibility in order to keep the support of Germany.
Nazis house! Nazis house!
For now, German towns and cities struggle to cope with a record number of asylum seekers. Outside Berlin's refugee reception centre, a demonstration's underway. Refugees are welcome, cries a woman with white hair and spectacles. These people are furious because in front of them, shielded by a line of police officers, the leader of Germany's far-right party, the NPD, is shouting into a microphone. Frank Franz tells me his members have nothing to do with a recent spate of anti-refugee violence.
Die NPD ist nachweislich nicht.
The NPD is demonstrably not responsible for any attacks on refugee homes. We are here because we want to put pressure on the German government to stop their asylum policy, which opens the door to all kinds of refugees and economic migrants.
Even Angela Merkel admits the refugee crisis will change Germany. At the school, they're preparing for a busy autumn. And as far as one little girl here is concerned, this country is already home.
Ich lebe Berlin, hat mein Papa gesagt. Ich musste hier Berlin bleiben.
I love Berlin, Ariona tells us. I've told my dad, we have to stay here.
The BBC's Jenny Hill in Berlin for us.